Then there may be an evolution in thinking in the federal government. The U.S. Justice Department is trying to make it easier for Native American tribes to access the national crime databases. Federal authorities say this could have a huge impact, preventing criminals from buying guns and keeping battered women and foster children safer. Here's NPR's Carrie Johnson.
The issue of who can see information in federal criminal databases sounds boring until you consider a deadly shooting at a high school in Washington State last year. Here's Deputy U.S. Attorney General Sally Yates.
Where a 15-year-old boy got access to a gun that his father should not have been able to purchase had the information been available at that time.
A court connected to the Tulalip tribe had issued a restraining order against the boy's father for domestic violence, but that information never showed up in the federal criminal database, leaving the man free to purchase a gun. The boy used that same gun to kill himself and four classmates. His father now faces criminal charges. Again, Sally Yates.
We live in an information age right now, but unfortunately, some of our communities don't have access to the information that they really need to be able to keep their communities safe.
Under the Justice Department pilot program, 10 tribal communities will get their own hardware and training so they don't need to rely on local authorities. John Dossett of the National Congress of American Indians says that matters.
The states have been, you know, some of them are good to work with, some of them don't work with tribes, so it's been an issue that's been going on for a long time.
Dossett points out that tribes have been pressing the federal government to open up the criminal databases for 10 years. He says tribes are watching to make sure the Justice Department program represents a continuing effort, one that will expand all over the country.
We're in a trust but verify situation.
Yates, the second in command at the Justice Department, says she understands the trust deficit. In 2011, she traveled to the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota.
And it really had a profound personal impact on me. You know, I saw people who were living in very challenging circumstances, and we're their Justice Department, too. We have an obligation to earn their trust and to do everything we can to make their communities as safe as possible.
This week, Yates heads to Colorado to meet with tribal leaders, law enforcement, and students on public safety. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.